welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History. I'm Claire Ridgway. I run the Tudor Society and the Anne Boleyn Files, and I also write about Tudor history. I've written a few books on the subject. On this day in Tudor history, the 23rd of July 1596, so we're late in Elizabeth I's reign here, Henry Carey, 1st Baron Hunsdon, Privy Councillor and Lord Chamberlain, died at Somerset House in London. Now, Henry Carey, Baron Hunsdon, was the second child and only son of Mary Boleyn, sister of Queen Anne Boleyn. And he'd been born on the 4th of March 1526, during Mary's marriage to her first husband, William Carey. Now, some historians and authors argue that Mary Boleyn's children were not fathered by William Carey, by her husband, but were actually fathered by King Henry VIII, as we know that the King and Mary had a sexual relationship at one point. However, we know nothing about their affair. We don't know when it happened, how long it lasted, whether they just slept together once. We know absolutely nothing. It's fiction that makes it out to be, a loving romance, a long affair. And Henry VIII didn't acknowledge Mary's children as his own. So we just don't know. Now, 1528, following the death of William Carey from sweating sickness, Anne Boleyn, who was the king's sweetheart at this time, was granted the wardship of her nephew, two-year-old Henry. And this, she wasn't adopting him. She wasn't taking him away from Mary. Mary was left very strapped for cash because her husband, you know, the breadwinner, had died. And Mary was in financial straits. And so Anne Boleyn was granted the wardship of Henry to alleviate her sister's financial situation. And this meant that Anne was financially responsible for bringing up Henry, and she ensured that little Henry received a top-notch education. She arranged for him to be educated under the famous French poet and scholar Nicolas Bourbon. Now, this education had a major impact on little Henry. He ended up becoming a very important and influential courtier. In 1547, he became a Member of Parliament, and then when his cousin Elizabeth I came to the throne in November 1558 as Queen Elizabeth I, he was knighted. Now, he was one of Elizabeth I's favourites, which is natural when he's her cousin. And his sister, Catherine, was also one of Elizabeth I's favourites, and they both served their queen and cousin loyally. And the offices and titles that he was granted by Elizabeth include 1st Baron Hunsdon, Master of the Queen's Hawks, Knight of the Garter, Lieutenant General, Warden of the East Marches, Keeper of Somerset House. He was made Privy Councillor, Captain General, Lord Chamberlain of the Household, Lord Chamberlain Lieutenant, Principal Captain and Governor of the Army, Chief Justice in Erie, High Steward of Ipswich and Doncaster, Chief Justice of the Royal Forces, and High Steward of Oxford. So it's a huge list of prestigious titles and offices. Now, as I said, he died on this day in 1596, and so that makes him age 70 when he died, which is rather a good age for a Tudor man. And it is said that on his deathbed that his cousin the Queen offered to give him the title of Earl of Wiltshire, a title that had once been held by his grandfather Thomas Boleyn. But it is said that Henry refused the offer, saying, "Madam, as you did not count me worthy of this honour in life, then I shall account myself not worthy of it in death." Henry was buried at Westminster Abbey on the 12th of August 1596 in St John the Baptist Chapel at Queen Elizabeth's expense. And the bells are ringing out for Henry Carey. He had a lavish tomb erected by his widow Anne, Lady Hunsdon. I love it when the bells ring out at these times. I don't time them, honestly. So he was given this really lavish tomb, and it's actually the tallest tomb in Westminster Abbey. I think it measures nearly 11 metres, which is about 36 feet in height. So a huge, lavish tomb. And Westminster Abbey, let me just let the bells boom. There you go. Westminster Abbey website gives the following description of it. It is made of alabaster and marble with a considerable display of heraldry, which includes the Carey arms, argent on a Ben sable, three roses of the field, i.e. a silver shield with a black bar diagonally across it, from top left to bottom right with three silver roses on it. His crest is a swan and his motto, comme je trouve, as I find it. So that's a description of his tomb. But you want to see it, don't you? You want to see this lavish tomb. Well, you can see it if you visit Westminster Abbey. But I'll also give you a link to the Westminster Abbey website where you can see a photo of this marvellous tomb. So there we go. On this day in Tudor history, in the year 1596, Queen Elizabeth I's cousin, Henry Carey, Baron Hunsdon, who was the son of Mary Boleyn, sadly died at Somerset House in London. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.